Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at Zipcar.com.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
The sky's the limit, baby.
BoxingWiz.com.
We don't fight for rings and stuff like that.
BoxingWiz.com.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs, and this is a spontaneous episode as Ryan Garcia has taken to his verified Twitter and announced his next fight. Now, we knew something was cooking because not too long ago on his social media, he announced fighting soon, which obviously the Boxing Voice reposted so that you don't have to go anywhere looking for anything. It's always neatly tucked in one place right here on TBV. So I'll give you a screen share of our Instagram. This was the post by Ryan, and this was 2 days ago. So let me move myself. Excuse me. Pardon. This was 2 days ago, right? So now, today, Ryan posed this. Let me again move myself. Hold on. Ryan posed this today. Okay, Rollies, you asked for it. Let's get it. This one's for Barroso. So it looks like we kind of get what we wanted, right? Like, I definitely wanted Rolly next. Not immediately. I didn't think Ryan, you know, was going to jump into a Rolly Romero fight immediately next. I thought, you know, he'd get a little bit of time in with Derrick James before he jumps into the mix. But you know that Errol Spence camp rubbing off on guys, right? No tune-up. Hashtag no tune-ups. So I love it. I love it. Shout out to Ryan Garcia for, you know, striking while the iron is hot, right? Like, he just did 1.2 million pay-per-view buys with Tank. No need to go dark. No need to not be in the limelight. You have to strike while it's hot. And I think that the Rolly fight is a perfect fight. Now, before anyone says, damn, man, Ryan went into the camp and now he took a fight from Frank Martin. Remember that Martin is at 135 with no plans on moving to 40. He hasn't won a title at 35, and he hasn't gotten a Tank fight at 35. So Martin is not moving up. So Ryan is not taking a fight from anyone. You know, Rolly is at 140. Ryan is now at 140. So salute to Derrick James that now has, you know, possibly Deontay Wilder on his hands versus Anthony Joshua. Definitely has to come up with a game plan for Terrence Bud Crawford. Probably has a game plan for Tim Tszyu tucked in the back of his mind somewhere whenever Charlo gets back in the ring. And for Martin, we announced this morning that Frank Martin will be fighting Artem. I won't even pronounce his last name. You can check my last video for the spelling. But yeah, everybody's going to be in training camps. Now Ryan announces his fight. So this is beautiful. And like I said, 2 days ago, he put fighting soon. So not only does he announce Rolly, but it's not going to be next year. It'll be this year, preferably September. You know, you already did extremely good numbers with Tank. Capitalize on that, you know, Mexican holiday and try and do the best that you can to, you know, continue to show the boxing world that you're a draw. Now, this was a spontaneous show, breaking news show, obviously. Phone lines are open, but I know that not everyone follows the news as closely as we do. So this hasn't reached everyone's timeline, and they're just not available for this. But we'll probably come back another time. I just wanted to definitely get those that are glued in and locked and loaded with notifications locked, getting you this breaking news. But looks like we do have some callers, so I will go out to those. But yeah, we are discussing and delivering the news that Ryan has announced that Rolly is next. Remember, Rolly's a free agent. Leonard Ellerbe himself said Rolly has no contract. Also, let me see if I can find it. Ellerbe, you know, he didn't say Ryan wasn't an option. I'm not even going to look for the audio, but I think Danny interviewed Ellerbe, or one of our team interviewed Ellerbe, and he made it clear that Rolly has options just like Ryan, but he never said no to the fight. And again, Rolly on paper is not with Mayweather Promotions. So, yeah, man, it definitely seems like it can happen. Plus, we got to give Ryan the benefit of the doubt. If I do get callers, I don't want you calling in here saying, oh, Cap, you know, Cap and Garcia. No, look. You know, we got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Ever since he jumped in the ring with Tank, he gave us what we wanted. So, you know, we can't go back to calling him a Kappa or nothing like that. If he says he's fighting Rolly, he's fighting Rolly until, he proves otherwise. Other than that, you know, I believe he's fighting Rolly. But that being said, I'll open it up for those that do want to call in. And, yeah, let's do it.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Remember, even if you don't use iTunes, even if you don't listen to the show via podcast, you know, that's an absolutely free way to show the utmost support. That's like worth $1 million as a 5-star review. So just go ahead and drop a 5-star review on iTunes, even if you don't use iTunes to listen to this show. Keep us number one in that boxing category. Big Boss, Nino, what up?
Yo, Ness, you can hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I think everybody pretty much seen it. Well, not everybody seen it coming, but I thought Ryan versus Rollie was a big possibility after he got that belt. I felt like they was just lining it up for another tank fight, man. That's what I think gonna happen. I think Ryan, but damn, I don't know if you know, dude, I thought it was a mandatory that Rollie got a face, and then I seen dude said he was like he ain't gonna take no step aside money. You remember dude name?
Yeah, O'Hara Davies.
For sure. So is Rollie, is he gonna have to defend that belt first before he get the run, or how, you know how that works?
All I know is that out of all the sanctionings, the WBA is the most capable of doing whatever they want, right or wrong.
Yeah, I feel you all that. That nigga be waiting forever as a mandatory. But I think they would push him aside because they know that's a big fight. And then I think with
Golden Boy could also pay him step aside and give him a fight on the undercard, or just give him a fight on the undercard, promise him the winner. Still a lot that can be done. Ryan is the name. Yeah. O'Hara understands that. He, you know, you got to have the guns to go to court. But funny thing is, we do have O'Hara scheduled. So, you know, hopefully Danny is on top of that.
Yeah, I understood. But I was going to say, I definitely think, I don't know if Tank going to go after Devin or Shakur Nets like they've been talking about, like his team been saying. I really think they're going to do that Pitbull Nets and then try to go back up to 140 to become a two-time champ up there. And I think with Rollie, that was Tank's highest pay-per-view before Ryan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And like, shit, man, people be saying it.
And people were calling him his toughest opponent.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, he gave him his toughest fight. He gave him his toughest fight till he got knocked out. That's what I never said that, but that's what people were saying.
Yeah, I ain't think it, but yeah, I definitely heard that from hella people. But I was going to say, I ain't going to take up too much time, but before I get out of here, I was going to say, shit, man, I think motherfucking Rollie, I don't think he going to hold on to that belt too much longer, man. I think Ryan going to take that shit off of him, and it's going to get a part two with him and Tank. Like I said earlier, they just going to, you feel me, hype it up. Like, he got a new trainer now. He hype, you feel me? He in the lab. He ain't got better, and now he ready. He ain't weight drained and shit like that. Man, I see it coming from a mile away. But you feel me? That's all it is, bro. It's just shit. You just got to accept it. But I definitely want to see Tank against motherfucking Shakur or Devin, man. I don't really care against no part two against Ryan. But I'm out of here, man. I'm going to keep listening in. Y'all hit that like and subscribe button.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in. We got Fats. What up?
Yo, Ness, what it is, boy?
What it do?
Cooling, man. Ryan, it's good to see that he back in action. You know what I mean? I never thought that the loss would be bad for him or Tank. Well, I thought the loss probably would be worse for Tank, but it's not like his career, neither their careers would be over or nothing like that. But I think, it's like Rollie. Going in there, you're not testing your skills against Rollie. Like, I don't mean no harm, but, like, you know.
I mean, I think it's more about who done it better. Like, you chasing a Tank opponent is to have the Tank comparison, to build the Tank rematch. So it's more about who done it better.
Got you. I mean, I feel that.
Because that's what he do. Remember, he fought Fonseca, too.
Right. That's what he do. Yeah, but I feel like he need to get away from that. Like, you should take the experience you learned from the Tank fight. I mean, because he talking about, I got bored in there. Like, what the fuck? Like, how you just say you got bored in the ring and just decide to do any motherfucking thing? Like, I just feel like he got to work on his fundamentals. I think Derek James was a good coach to help him work on that. Like, it might slow a lot of that shit he be doing down with the speed and all that, but I feel like he'd be more precise. He'd be more sound, and I think he'll actually follow a game plan. Like, I feel like he need to start taking it more seriously first. Like, yeah, Rollie fight a big fight, you know, you'll get a nice bag for that and all that. But you know, you should go in there, get your skill, you know, test your skills, what you learned so far from your new trainer, And then go for the Rollie fight if he still got the fucking belt. But I feel like just jumping back in there against Rollie, man, you ain't proving shit or really testing nothing. Like, he not even testing.
I don't know. I disagree. I think jumping in there with Rollie, he you know, Errol Spence done rubbed off on him. No tune-ups.
Yeah, I mean, the Rollie fight, it ain't a bad fight. Like, it's definitely a winnable fight. But I just feel like Rollie ain't testing nobody's skills in there. Like,
but you know, he's testing your chin, though. He testing your chin, though.
If he catch you, but it's just like, yo, they robbed the old man. Like, that old man supposed to be in the history books right now by Bruno Hawkins, man. Like, that's just... For real, like,
yo,
it's just hard for me to unsee that shit. But I'm going to keep on listening, though, Nuts. Appreciate the call, bro. All
right, for sure. Good call. That shit was funny. Damn, Basuru belong to B-Hop and shit. Oh, man, right there with George. Darius, what up, though? Darius. Oh, why?
Yo, let's not forget, this is also Ryan's first title shot.
Word. Real title shot. This we is, forget because it's Tank, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that was catch for you. This is Ryan's first title shot, so that's big. He's still young. You get what I'm saying?
It's a perfect opponent, man. He gets to be the hero.
1.2 million people just got done watching him, whether they paid to see him or not. They just got done seeing him, so.
Yeah, you know, whether they paid to see him win or lose. But the caller that was going to call in didn't call back. So, like I said, this was a breaking show. We got somebody on Discord. I was about to be out. Omar from London.
Omar, what up?
Omar.
Fucking bullshit this morning.
What's that?
Some F1 shit.
Omar, you got to accept the invite on Discord.
Yeah.
We hear you.
Hello?
Yep.
Fuck. Right. I'm going to have to call. I can't hear you, bro. I'm going to have to call back.
We hear you. Alrighty then. Nest GTO, Instagram and Twitter. This has been your breaking news show. Ryan has
announced. Good morning, Tony. Good morning. Damn.
Ryan has announced that Rollie's next.
Yo, now imagine. Devin just called out Reezus.
I seen that.
Bro, imagine a unification.
Yeah.
Game 7, they could title it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. You told that to some of the people at Top Rank. They might try to patent pend it.
Damn.
Say it's theirs. But anyway, we out.
Shout out to Top Rank, man. Shout out to Eddie Hearn. Shout out to Al Haymon.
If you talking, you gotta press 1, champ. Cause if not, I'm out. This was a breaking news. I wasn't expecting callers like that. Not that I'm not taking them, but I'm not trying to stick around if there's no one there. All right. Essex, what up?
Yo, real quick, man. Yeah, this is it, man. I had to explain to somebody. Ryan Garcia is on the mend, man. Like, yeah, I got faith in him. I'm buying into the whole Derek James situation, and I'm buying into him wanting this fight. Yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. I ain't going to hold you all up, man. Let's get back to this action, right?
All right, champ.
Yo, who you got, though? He gone?
I got Ryan. Ryan Garcia.
By knockout or decision?
Knockout. Mm. I'm going crazy. Ryan by knockout. Mm. You heard it first.
All right, champ. Looks like
An interesting fight. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I like it. I do as well. He said, "Rollie, you asked for it. You got it. Let's get it." So let's hope that everything plays out the way that it should, and we do get it. I was giving Ryan more of a pass. I'm like, go fight Tevin Farmer. You feel me? And not because it was a bad look in the fight that he lost, just because, feel me, you get that rebuild. You get your rebuild in, you know?
Yeah, I just want to say.
He jumping straight back in with a puncher. That's interesting.
I just want to say shout out to everybody for supporting the show, right? As we have reached 170,000 subscribers. Word. I know you were live early. I don't know if you
I said it the other day though. Like yesterday sometime. Orlando, what up? In Long Island.
Shit, I ain't know.
What's good, Ness? Y'all hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, I think this is a solid fight. I think we gotta give Ryan a few fights, man. It takes time to get rid of old habits. He's not just gonna have one training camp with Derrick James and be a completely different fighter. So I don't want to see him jump back in with like a top name.
And look at how Rowley looked after a knockout. Look how he looked after the Tank knockout. So, you know, this is two Tank victims. I think it's good, but you gotta understand, you know, coming back from a knockout is not easy.
Exactly. I agree with you. I think it's gonna take time for I do think him picking Derek was a great choice, but it's gonna take time for Derek to really make an imprint on him. So I think the Rowley fight's a good look. I think he's going to beat Rowley. People might not like this, but if he beats Rowley and that other dude that Rowley just fought maybe takes a fight and wins, I wouldn't mind seeing that dude got completely robbed. I wouldn't mind seeing watching Ryan fight that dude.
Word.
People probably not going to like that.
Ryan actually said he's fighting this dude for that dude.
In honor of.
Yeah. That's what
I'm saying. That dude got completely robbed. So if he beats Rowley, I wouldn't mind if he gave that dude a shot.
I don't know how his fan base gonna look at that, because the dude just optically, you know, he looks so bad. He looks so old.
Like I said, now that he's with Derek, I think we need to give him a couple fights. I don't think, like, even after Rowley, maybe give him another fight and then throw him in there.
I don't know. I think the Errol Spence influence is too much. Look, he ain't taking no tuna. He jumping in. His first fight with Derek, he doing a title shot. You know what I'm saying? His first fight off a knockout, he doing a title shot. Rowley first fight off a knockout, he fought a 50-year-old. It's different, man. I think the Errol Spence rubbing off on him.
I think, like I said, I think we will see some improvements, but I don't think there's going to be – I think it's going to take time before we see a drastic difference.
Oh, I agree. I agree on drastic difference in terms of, you know, technical skill or change in the skill department, but I feel like mentality, we seeing that right there. Like, yo, I literally said give him Tevin Farmer, who's been out the ring 3 years. After that, I said give him who'd I say, Mickey Bay, or did I go straight into Montana Love?
No, I think it was like Montana, then Richardson?
No, I said Broner. It was Broner.
Broner, yeah.
Then Montana or Richardson. I said Richardson last, too, because he's good as hell to me. Darius, trying you again.
Darius.
We hear you.
Y'all trying to get on last time, but my on the other end. But no, I just want to say, for Ryan Garcia, man, I just hope he gets more fights with his new trainer Derrick James before he want to go to get a shot with Tank again or Rowley.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying. That's my take on that. I mean, I feel like Ryan Garcia gonna be a good fighter with Derrick James. You know what I'm saying? He gonna definitely improve his skills and all that. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like he gonna need to fight a little bit more if we get that, you know, that Rowley fight. I would love to see him fight Rowley, though. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know about the dude that Rowley beat, even though I feel like dude got robbed, but I'd love to see him, you know, put hands on Rowley.
Word. Well, appreciate you, champ.
No problem. Yeah, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good fight, man.
Didn't we just go to Omar from London, or did he fall off?
Nah, he couldn't hear us.
Omar.
Omar. From the wire.
Omar. All right. Well, that is everybody. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. We will be live for the Vinaldo Conlan fight in a matter of moments.
And the Lee Wood and
and the Leewood and Laura later.
Yeah.
But that. Right now, we be going live in a matter of moments. Did you check where they at?
Yeah, 20 minutes for Ringwald. Oh,
20 minutes for Ringwald. So catch us at the live fight chat.
1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. Let's go.